My wife said, I must tell everybody today that she did not dress me. Okay? Roger said, I get to preach without my coat today. I wouldn't know why that is. That's why my wife said that. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, the holidays are fun, are they not? They are busy. They are stressful, but they are fun. Our second reading is out of 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Now, brethren, we wish to make known to you the grace of God, which has been given to the churches in Macedonia, that in a great ordeal of affliction, their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflowed to the wealth of their liberality. For I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord, begging us with much urging for the favor of participating in the support of the saints. And this not as we had expected, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. So we urged Titus that, as he had previously made a beginning, so he would also complete in you this gracious work as well. But just as you abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and all earnestness, and in the love we inspired in you, see that you abound in this gracious work also. For I am not speaking this as a command, but as proving through the earnestness of others and sincerity of your love also. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. See, the church has been raising money for a long time. Way back in the early church, can't hardly get through, this is good. Back in the early church, they're raising money. There's been a drought in Jerusalem. So the Gentile churches in Asia Minor and Greece and that area are raising money to send back to help the saints. Okay, Corinth jumped on this. We can do this. God's blessed us. We have a lot. We have a lot of knowledge. God has blessed us. It was a good church. Like Mayflower. It was a good church. And Paul's writing to them saying, now, you know, we've started taking this money, and I want to tell you a story. You know the churches of Macedonia, which is up above Corinth in Greece. You know the churches of Macedonia, that they don't have it as good as you. There's a lot of affliction, see, a great ordeal of affliction. They have deep poverty. And something really weird happened up there. They got happy. Now, how in the world, when you're going through affliction and poverty, can you be happy? Well, in spite of what you may think, happiness is a choice. We kind of think, if I had enough toys, I'd be happy. If I made enough money, I'd be happy. If I could retire, some sort of people get to retire shortly, I'd be happy. Okay. Retirement evidently makes you happy. Okay. Yeah. If I had, I would be happy. If I lived in New York City, I'd be stressed. That's way too many people for me. She came all the way from New York City just to be in church with us this morning. That's what she told me. I mean, evidently, she didn't come to see you. So... Yeah. She may have been stretching the truth a little bit. Okay. What makes us happy? Well, the Macedonian church found the key. It's not our happenings, what's happening around us. It's our relationship with God and the circumstances we're in. If we're looking to God instead of the circumstances. Have you noticed when you're looking at the circumstances? We need. Have you ever got to a point where you said, you know, I pray about getting something, but I don't even have anything to get. I got it all. Human beings never have it all. I don't know where we get, no matter where we get to, we always want one more thing. There's always one more thing. But when we reverse that and look at, you know, I don't, got a whole bunch of affliction going on. We got a whole bunch of deep poverty going on. But you know what? One of these days I'm going to die and I'm going to heaven. That's what our choir was just singing about. I want to shake Mama's hand. I want to be in Zion. That's where I want to be. All of a sudden, when we're looking at that perspective between us and God, the happenings around us aren't nearly as bad. And the Macedonian churches caught the joy of the Lord. They had an abundance of joy. And they went to Paul and said, please, please, Paul, please, please. We want to give. We want to give in this. We want to give. No, you're too poor. No, we want to give, please. I've been in ministry a long time, 3 decades. I've never had anybody come to me and beg to give. I never make them beg. Yeah, see. And Friday, we had literally Friday, I was in the office. We had people walking in off the street giving us money Friday. That is the truth. That is the truth. People I've never seen before in my life walking in and giving us money.
Did you get their address?
I got it all. I got it all. Yeah. You catch the joy of the Lord and something happens inside. And then it's not, oh my word. It's another thing we're picking. I just put $30 in a shoebox for some kid in Haiti. And now they want a bunch of bananas. It's not that. It's like, yes, finally, we are at the holiday season. And we got more projects going on than I can keep straight in my brain. Another opportunity to give. Please let me give. Their abundance of joy overflowed. And they gave. Joy will affect your life. Thanksgiving will affect your life. What do I have to be thankful for? Well, if we're looking at all the things we don't yet have that we want, we don't have anything to be thankful for. Okay? I don't have this, I don't have this, I don't have this, I don't have this. But when we're looking at what we do have, because even in our deep poverty, we still have. See, we're giving this to the rescue mission today. The rescue mission is going to take it and feed people with it. They're expanding to house more people this winter off the streets. They do a fabulous work up there. So the person living on the street that gets fed by the rescue mission and gets to sleep this winter in one of their beds has something to be thankful for. They don't have to sleep on the street. And, you know, Michigan gets cold every now and then on the street. I've never had to sleep on the street. I'm hoping I never have to sleep on the street. But wherever we are in life, if we would, instead of, I want, I want, I want, I want, I want, if we would say, thank you, God, I have this. 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 Somewhere in there, the joy of the Lord takes over. It's not us. It's not our human joy. It's not just us saying, I'm going to be happy today. It is us saying, you know, I'm going to be thankful today and let God do His thing. Well, how did they raise all this money? Well, they went to Paul and said, he said, they gave themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. I have no idea what that means. So in areas I have no idea what that means, I get to think. I think that, man. One of them says, you know what? Weightlifting. I'm kind of into weightlifting. Let's put on a weightlifting thing at the church and raise a little money for the church. See, someone said, ragtime. There's people in Lansing that actually like ragtime.
Let's get some people together that can play ragtime and put on a concert and raise a little money for the church. See, they gave themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. See, someone's got to get up at 9 o'clock in the morning and peel potatoes every second Saturday. Thank God that is not me. Thank God we have people to do that. See, someone has to stay late and vacuum the floor. I have done that. There's a lot of floor out there. You know, of course, we had to carpet it all. Gotta vacuum the whole thing. Someone has to serve the chicken. Someone has to. See? If Roger doesn't get up and say, we need mittens on the mitten tree, that's one of the things that kind of get lost along the way. And it's been sitting there long enough, now when I walk in, I don't even see it. I just kind of walk past. And yet there's kids right there within a pitching wedge that probably are going to school with their hands stuck in their pocket, not because they lost one of their gloves, but because they don't have one of their gloves. Because mom and dad's just trying to pay the electric bill and keep the heat on for the winter. Stick your hands in your pocket. You won't die. But when the joy of the Lord takes over, it's like, well, I'm not letting that kid walk to school with no gloves. You know, I know it's going to take him 5 pair of gloves to get through the winter. I know this. I had kids. What'd you do with your glove? I don't know. Okay. Why did I keep asking that question? I knew the answer from the first time I asked it. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. But when the joy of the Lord takes over, then it's like, you know, I can do this. I can do this and put a little money in the kingdom here. That'd be a good thing. I can help out. I can't do a lot of things, but I can vacuum the floor. I can serve chicken. I can sing in the choir. I can not play the bells. Hey, but some of you could. Hey, I can be an usher. Love to see some of you. I haven't seen ushering before. I'd love to see some of you ushering. I know you actually have to get to church 5 minutes early. I know this. We could be like, what stadium? One of the pro stadiums is telling their fans, they're offering them $2 off on drinks if they get to the stadium early because all their fans are coming late. One of the basketball teams. Okay. Yeah, there's things I can do. Scare me to death, get up there and do the three. Well, that's okay. You know, I do that 2, 3, 4, 5 times. After a while, you get used to it. See? Love to see some new faces up there. I would love to see some new faces up there. Just a hint. The perfect example. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was rich beyond our wildest dreams, the guy has a gold driveway. Though he was rich, yet for no other reason than our sake. You know, life was going really good for God. And then he made man. And then they had to invent, etc. Notice the process there. God was doing really good before we got here. We got here and we're doing really good for, I don't know, a couple hours. And we got in trouble. So God left heaven, became poor, lived, sacrificed, died, rose again, so that we could become rich. The ultimate example. So when the rescue mission needs $10, I think I should be able to give him $10. When there's a shoebox that needs to go to some kid that won't have Christmas, I can do that. I can write a check. I can use what talents I have to get involved in the kingdom of God. And then I find not only am I involved, I'm also happier. We have a ball in the second Saturday suppers. We do. It's a lot of hard work. And I don't even do all the hard work. But it's fun. The weightlifting thing yesterday was a ball. Now I know somebody, I didn't work hard at it at all. I didn't work at all at it. Right. But somebody worked really hard at it. Man, it was great. I've never been to one of those. That was great. I hope you're going to do that again. The joy. God has blessed me. How can I not share a little bit of what I have with somebody else? God left everything because I was in need. He doesn't even require me to leave everything. He just requires me to share a little bit of what I have and be thankful and be joyful. I can do that. I can do that. Got a call this morning.